This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report about polar bears. They're coming up right after this.
If you enjoyed seeing the dog whisperer, Cesar Millan, training pet pooches, you're going to love the new animal reality show from Bob and Tom Television. Instead of backyards and living rooms, we're heading to the ocean with marine biologist and animal behaviorist, Cesar Cooter. He is the Shark Whisperer.
Hello, I am Cesar Cooter, coming to you from the coast of South Carolina, home to some of the most aggressive sharks in America. It takes mental strength and confidence to gain the trust and respect of a shark. I've been working with this particular shark for a few days, and I think we have built enough trust that he will let me touch him. Yes, yes, that's it. Who's my good boy? You are! Okay, now, watch as I tickle his dorsal fin. Look at that! I'm not sure, but I think he's smiling! Yes, yes, you like that, don't you, boy? A shark can sense if you are uncertain or fearful. So we control these situations by being calmly assertive. He must always know that I am the alpha. And if he forgets, a couple of quick thumps to the nose remind him who's in charge. That's right. I am in charge. Okay, big fella. Now roll over. No, I said roll over.
Oh my God!
The Shark Whisperer has been canceled.
Join us next week for an all-new show. So you think you can pole vault?
Uh-oh.
Whoa! Ow! Son of a bitch! My leg!
From Bob and Tom Television.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Greg Warren, this is a feature we call the Warren Report, and which, by the way, very appropriate, this being November 21st.
Oh.
Oh, it sure is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, yeah, Oswald was oiling up the rifle.
If that's what you want to believe.
Hey, what topic do you have today, Greg?
Yeah, Greg.
Thanks, Chick. Thanks for asking. I want to talk about polar bears today.
Oh, okay.
Bears.
I'm glad it's not the history of convertibles.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. So, but before I get into polar bears, I was in Montana doing a gig last week, and I was having dinner with some people, a lot of farmers. And they were telling me that there's a ton of grizzly bears up there in Montana.
Oh,
like,
man.
Like a lot. And those things are, they're bad. They kill for fun. And they said there's one area of Montana, there's so many grizzly bears. This lady said we have like an Amber Alert system. And I was like, let me get this straight. Some sicko is kidnapping grizzly bears and doing God knows what to them. I mean, our country has gone to hell.
It really has. In a handbag.
It's just perverts, I'll tell you what.
That's gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Polar bears, guys, that's the biggest bear. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. 750 to 1,500 pounds.
Bat.
Yeah. Biggest one was 2209. Yeah. Now, the Kodiak bear can get close, but it's the polar bear is the biggest ones. They live in 5 countries. Willie, can you name those 5 countries?
Let me give it a shot here.
Sure.
Canada.
Bingo.
Canada, Russia,
Bingo.
North America, because of Alaska.
That's not a country.
North America is not a country.
Yeah, sorry. United States of America. Bingo.
My Bang. Man. You got 2 more, Willie.
And let's go with one of those goofy, kind of the Nordic places. Maybe Greenland or Iceland?
Yes.
Okay.
Greenland.
Greenland.
You need one more.
I don't know. What are they doing up there in Finland? Are they getting goofy up there with the
polar bears? You're close, buddy. It's Norway, but that was
very good, Willie. Very good.
That's way more than I would have gone.
Very embarrassing.
It was a nice effort. Yeah, we have them in this country.
Do you remember the quiz they used to have where they'd tell you where your house was and then they'd ask you, and a bear walks by, what color is it?
Oh, yeah.
It was white. It was a polar bear. There's some way about how the sun would hit your house, and that's where it would have to be. So a polar bear would have to be walking by or something.
What?
Yeah. No, he's right. It's a riddle. He obviously butchered it to almost unrecognizable level. But
same thing about when a rooster sits on a roof and lays an egg, which direction does that
exactly, fall? Yeah. Yeah.
One of those. Yeah.
Do you have any idea what they're talking about?
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Good. It's like I've heard just the outsides of it, but no.
It's like you. Did you know houses in northern Canada? The way the sun. It's exactly that's what it is. You give the geographical location.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm completely lost.
So am I. It's like
Josh's was more boring.
You're right. In an attempt to assist, I completely hindered.
No, I appreciate you assisting instead of being awful and critical.
Right.
I understand that. It's okay. That's fine.
Guys, the polar bear, that's an apex predator. They have no natural enemies. They are at the top up there in the Arctic. Nothing goes after them. Now, a walrus and wolves could kill them.
Okay.
But they don't want to? What?
Well, they're just not. I mean, the polar bear is going to win. I mean, you're the sports guy, Chick. If you got a polar bear against a walrus, what are the odds going on that one?
I'm taking the walrus in the points. I'm going to give walrus. Walrus is going to have like 14 points, though, I think.
Okay.
Walrus gets 14. Right. Yeah.
14?
No. Okay. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Right. Where is it being played? That's the thing.
Well, it's on home territory. This is in right in on the Arctic, on the sea ice.
Are they? Okay. On the sea ice, so not in the water.
Okay.
No, not in the water. Okay.
What's the spread on global warming versus the polar bear?
Well, that's going to happen.
You can either bet on the polar bear or the myth, whichever you prefer.
Didn't want to get into this one.
Yeah.
But at the end, I did a lot of research. I did some research, and at the end of every article, it says, it's not looking good, and it says you can help. You can help, and we can all do things to save the polar bears. And it said stuff like, I don't know, use less of this and less of that. And then it said, take public transportation. I was like, oh, boy.
I'm out.
There's only so much I can do.
I like polar bears, but the bus? Are you kidding me?
No, but
Josh's new book, There's a Polar Bear on the Grassy Knoll, which combines his theory.
Some of you are afraid of the truth.
Here's the problem, though. We have pictures of polar bears. We have videos of polar bears. We don't really need them to exist anymore.
Oh,
we know.
Geez.
We know what they look
terrible.
Like.
Mm-hmm. It's disrespectful to this beautiful animal. Let me tell you something, Chick. These polar bears, they can recognize one of their friend's face even if they haven't seen them in like 20 years.
Sure.
What?
Greg, sure.
Yes,
Greg.
Yes, which... that skill would come in handy for me with some of my friends from school. War dog, what's up, brother? If I had a polar bear, I'd have seen this coming.
is that based on smell or on the
it's
actual
based, that is based on sight. But smell, Tom, they can smell up to 20 miles away.
That's amazing.
Well, that guy sat behind me at the game yesterday.
20 miles, Christy.
Man.
20 miles. Yeah, and they eat seals. That's what they eat. That's basically their diet is seals.
And that's how he got that scar on his face. It was a polar bear attack.
Seal.
Oh.
Yeah, boy, that's unlikely.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel bad for these seals because it's like, wow. I mean, these are the biggest bears in the world, and they can run up to 25 miles an hour, and they can smell 30 miles away. The seals are like, thanks a lot, God. Really, all this? And oh, by the way, their fur is translucent, which allows them to camouflage themselves. So these seals don't have a chance.
No, they don't.
They don't have a shot.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Also, they can ask each other, polar bears can ask each other to share food by touching noses.
Oh.
Yeah. If a polar bear walks up and touches nose to your nose, that means he wants to share food.
Or he wants you to bite his face off when you're about 3 inches away.
Or an appetizer.
No, I mean, it has to be another polar bear.
Sure. Yeah.
That wasn't
good. Yeah, if a polar bear walks up and touches your nose, your face is gone.
I think if you're a polar bear and that happens, you're like, God, you know what, Fred? You're a mooch, okay? It's not like bumming a cigarette. You're 1,500 pounds. You have to eat. This is a normal thing, you know? Get your own seal.
You going to finish that?
Now, isn't the thing that since there's so little stuff up there, that anything that moves, they're going to go eat?
Yep.
And from what I understand, Greg, they will, if they do catch sight of something, they'll follow it for a long time.
Yeah, they're very patient.
Yeah.
Now, a seal can outswim them. Polar bears can swim for a long time. One swim for 9 days straight.
Oh, boy.
But the seal in open water can beat them in a sprint in open water. So what they do is they kind of wait. The seals have to come up for air every 15 minutes, and the polar bears sort of just wait at those air holes very patiently.
Ah. Boy, that sucks. Well, do I drown or get eaten?
Yeah.
Yeah, this air hole is...
This what?
This air hole.
Didn't you guys do a record in the 90s called Air Holes?
Yeah, I think
didn't
we
you
did. Guys have?
I would imagine. Yeah,
we should have.
I guarantee again. That's out there.
No, it's air.
Yeah, they did this experiment, I guess, in the Winnipeg Zoo. They wanted to study polar bears. And apparently there's something interesting about their scat. So they put glitter in their food.
Oh.
So they could...
track them?
Track them, yeah.
Yep, they're still in the cage.
Either that or polar bears are amazingly flamboyant. I have no idea.
Yeah. Rip Taylor
feeds it to them. So wait a minute. So they put the glitter in their food at the zoo?
Yeah, at the zoo, and then they, you know, they wanted to track their scat. There's probably some zoo worker like,
not that scat.
Oh, not that. No. Hey, Guy. Don't tell anybody, but I found a diamond mine in the polar bear. No, there's some big diamonds in there all over the place. The big one. There's one diamond. It's in the shape of a chewed up seal head.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Have you guys heard of Churchill, Manitoba?
No.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Winston was born there.
No. Absolutely. So, yeah.
Oh, Churchill, Manitoba. That's where the horse races run.
Yeah. No.
Churchill Downs.
Cigars.
No, this honestly, I've been hearing about this place for like 10 years. And if I ever get rich, this is where I want to go. It's the polar bear capital of the world. There's polar bears all over the place, as well as beluga whale capital of the world. And you can see the northern lights there better than any time. But the polar bears all hang out to wait for the sea ice to freeze around October and November.
See, it's freezing. And it's not warming up.
And they have safaris you can go out and see. And there's so many polar bears that in the downtown area, all the residents, the law is you have to have your doors unlocked. Because if you're walking down the street and you see a polar bear, you got to go into somebody's house.
Wait, wow.
This is true.
I have a question. Do the polar bears know that?
Wait a minute. Where is this, Greg?
Churchill.
It's Churchill, Manitoba, chick. And you and I got to go, man. Okay. I mean, it's a lot of money. All but right.
Why can't the polar bears walk in somebody's house?
Yeah,
well, they don't know how to open a door.
Yet.
No, polar bears can't go into a house unless they're invited.
Yes, is that right? That's right.
I think that's vampires.
I think you're wrong, Greg. Polar bears.
No, they have these doors on everybody. It's a law, which somebody got it probably misuses that. It's like, hey, polar bear out there.
Like, oh, my gosh.
You know what, Ray? How come every time I'm getting undressed, there's a polar bear in the street?
It's uncanny. I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Nature. Mother Nature's cruel.
Christy, do you have the picture of the big tour truck?
Yeah, I was going to show Tom. Yeah, that's exactly what I have.
They have a big tour truck where the polar bears come up and take a look.
Yeah. God.
Yeah, those things. Yeah, man.
The Great White Bear Tours.
It's like $20,000 or something, but
I can get you on one for $7,500 right here.
Really?
Yeah, just give me a credit card.
Yeah, you have a Groupon.
Yeah, hold on.
The polar bears.
I don't know if I want to go on the Groupon polar bear tour.
Just hop in this wagon. What?
They know you're on a Groupon if you go to. It's embarrassing.
Did you guys know this? Between the 20s and the 60s.
I did know that. Oh, sorry.
17, man. What a jerk. Between the 1920 and 1960, it was a giant thing in Germany to have your picture taken with a guy in a polar bear suit.
What?
Yes, somebody did this research. There's all these pictures of Germans.
Is there any way we can bring it back?
It's all over there, man. Yeah, there really is no explanation for it.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
When did the Coca-Cola polar bear thing
get here? 1922 was the first polar bear ad.
What?
Yeah, okay. And then I guess in Germany you couldn't get Coca-Cola during World War II, and Fanta sort of co-opted the polar bears.
Oh, okay.
And they think that might have had something to do with those polar bear pictures.
1922, I think it was still known as Cocaine Cola. Nothing, huh?
I didn't know.
You know, that's where it...
That's how it started,
I think that was a little earlier, but
you know, if you're
sure.
A certain part of the world, a bear walks by your house, it has to be white. Did you know that?
That was helpful.
Did you know, chick, this is going to blow your mind. You know, their fur is not white. It's translucent. It just reflects the light.
I don't buy it.
And they have black skin.
Polar bears?
Yes.
Oh, so if you shaved one, it would be black?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, don't do that.
No, I'm going to give this a shot. I got clippers.
They really don't like it.
Yeah, they don't like it at all.
I can give you a nice fade. Very, very trendy right now.
Yeah. Here's something. They actually have been known to crossbreed with the grizzly bears.
Wow.
Yeah, they're called Pizzlies or Growler Bears. This is true.
The newest thing is the Polar Doodle.
Yeah.
They're very trendy.
Yeah. You do not want to see the videos.
It's a dangerous animal, though.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.